The month of Iyar is sponsored by Rosenberger and Steinmetz PC, and this week's learning is sponsored by Robin Tesler in honor of the Neshei HaKolel. Thank you very much to our sponsors. The pasuk in this week's parsha, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Lam Ches, as it follows: V'hachonim lefnei mishkan kedma lefnei ol moed mizracha. Those who are encamped near the mishkan to the east. Moshe v'Aaron v'vanav shomer mishmeres hamikdash l'mishmeres b'nei Yisrael v'azar ha'karev yumas. So the Torah is describing the encampments of the Levim, where they're supposed to be positioned around the Mishkan. Chazal understand that this is referring to actually shmiras hamikdash, shmiras hamishkan. We know that the Kohanim and the Levim are the ones who are supposed to be guarding the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. And Chazal and the Gemara in Maseches Tamid understand that that's what this pasuk is referring to. But either way, we're not going to focus on Shmiras HaMikdash. We're going to focus on the end of this pasuk, the Hazar HaKarev Yumas. So the Gemara in Maseches Erechin on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis says that this source, this pasuk is the source for the following halacha. Take a look in source 2. The Gemara in Erechin on Yud Aleph and Beis, Amar Abai, the second line, Amar Abai Naktinan, Mishorer Sheshier Bishal Chaveiro Bemisa. If you have a Levi who is appointed to be one of those singing in the Mikdash, if he takes his friend's job and is Mishar, he closes the gates or opens the gates of the Mikdash, he is Chayev Misa. Sheneemar, the Pasuk says, V'achonim lefnei mishkan kein malefnei olma oed, V'hazar ha-karev yumas. If you have a Mishorer Sheshira, you have a Levi who is supposed to be singing, and he instead takes charge of the gates, takes his friend's job, he's going to be chayv misa b'dei shamayim. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, hazar ha-karev yumas. So what does hazar ha-karev yumas mean? So what, my zar, says the Gemara. What zar are we talking about? Ilema zar mamish, if we're talking about a zar mamish, meaning a non-Kohen and a non-Levi, meaning a Yisrael, haksiv chadazimna. The Torah already says that one time. It says it beforehand. Where does the Torah say that? The Gemara doesn't say. Rashi is meramis to something, and the Achronim assume that it's a reference to the pasuk earlier in the parsha. In source 3, it says, Ves Aaron v'zbanav tifkod v'shamras kunasam hazar hakarev yumas. So the Torah already says in one context that a Yisrael who takes the job of a Kohen, or even a Levi for that matter, is Chayav Misa V'dei Shamayim. So what does the Torah mean to say in this second, V'hazar HaKarev Yumas? So the Gemara says, Ela Lav Zar De'osa Avoda. What the Torah means to say is a Zar with respect to that Avoda. Meaning, if you have a Levi who's not supposed to be in charge of the gates, he's supposed to be in charge of singing, he's one of the singers in the Mikdash, and he goes ahead and takes charge of the gates, he is going to be Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. So this Gemara is the source for the halacha that if you have a Levi who takes another Levi's job, he's appointed to do one job. He takes another Levi's job, he's going to be Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. And the simple read of the Gemara is it's not only a Levi takes a Levi's job, but it's true also if a Yisrael takes a Levi's job, or even the Pashtus is of a Kohen takes a Levi's job. If he wasn't appointed to that position, he's going to be chayav misa v'dei shamayim. That's what we learn from this pasuk of v'hazar ha-karev yumas. So the reason I say the pashtus is that this halacha applies not only to a Levi taking another Levi's job, it applies also to a Yisrael taking a Levi's job or a Kohen taking a Levi's job, is because the Minchas Chinuch has a difficult comment where he assumes that this halacha does not apply to a Yisrael taking a Levi's job. It's only a Levi taking a Levi's job or a Kohen taking the Levi's job. He thinks that this halacha does not apply to a Yisrael taking a Levi's job. Ayin Sham, it seems to be against the Gemara, because the Gemara says Zar Mamish is Pashut. That's obvious. We learned it from the earlier Pasuk that he can't take the Levi's job. And in terms of the Kohen taking the Levi's job, the simple read of the Gemara is that should be the same thing. He's Zar La'osa Avoda. He's not appointed to do that Avoda, so you'd think he's also Chayav Misa V'dei Shamayim. There's a difficult Rambam we're not going to focus on, but the Rambam seems to be Mechalik and says that only a Levi who does a Levi's job is Chayav Misa V'dei Shamayim. A Kohen who does a Levi's job is not Chayav Misa V'dei Shamayim. He's only going to be over a Lav. He's not going to be Chayav Misa V'dei Shamayim, but we're not going to focus on that difficult Rambam, where the Rambam is coming from. But either way, what we want to understand today is what exactly is the nature of this prohibition and the chi of misa v'dei shamayim for a levi to take a levi's job. So if you look in source 4, the Rambam in Hilchos Kli HaMikdash Perek Gimel Halacha Tes says as follows. Shmuel haroe v'david hamelech chilku halavim la'arba v'esr mishmaros. So Shmuel the Navi and David divided the levim into 24 mishmaros, 24 different rotations, va'ovid mishmar b'chol Shabbos, and each mishmar was in charge of the avoda of the levim on every week, a given week. V'chol anshei mishmar mechalik osam roshei mishmar labatei avo. So each head of the mishmar would divide up the mishmar into batei avos. Let's assume that there were six of them. V'chol yomi mehashabbos ovdim bo anoshim yiduim, and each day of the week, there were set people who would be in charge, who would be doing the avodas halevim. Says the Rambam, "V'roshei ha'avos mechalken elu ha'ovdim biyom shelhen ish ish al avodaso." Says the Rambam, and the head of each household, meaning whoever's in charge of that day, would appoint each individual levi for a particular job. So, as we'll see, the levim were in charge of singing and keeping the gates and doing shmira, and we'll see other potentially other avodos that the levim were in charge of. So they were appointed by the rosh of the Beis Av, and says the Rambam further, v'chol ha'avim musharim al avodos mizbeach, and all the levim are musar on avodos mizbeach. It says achav klemek toshal mizbeach lo yikravu lo yimusuv lo yikravu la avoda val liga mutarin. We're not going to focus on the levi's prohibition to do a kohen's avoda. That's a separate discussion. But that's the Rambam says that the levim were divided up into 24 mishmaros, and then you had a further division of batei avos, and then each base av would appoint the various levim of the day to be in charge of specific particular avodos. Now, the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by a question. We know from the Gemara in Maseches Yuma that the Kohanim had a pious, right? We know every day the Kohanim would do a lottery, and the lottery would determine which Kohen would get which avoda. We know they had the whole finger thing, one finger, two fingers, and that would be the way they would determine who is in charge, who gets the opportunity to do the Trumas Hadeshin, who gets the opportunity to do Shechita, different avodas of the Korban Tamid, etc. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by a question. Why was it that they had the pious when it came to the Kohanim, but they didn't have a pious when it came to the Levim, right? It seems like from the Levim, the way the Rambam describes it, is that the Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av, would decide which Levi would do which avoda, as opposed to when it comes to the Kohanim, as we'll see, even though the Kohanim also had Mishmaros, and they also had Batei Avos, so theoretically, they could also have just had someone choose which Kohen is going to be in charge of which avoda. Nevertheless, the Kohanim had the pious, like the Gemara Maseches Yuma describes, and the Levim had the Beis Av, the Rosh Beis Av, choose which Levi was going to be in charge of which avoda. What's the chiluk? So the Kesef Mishnah answers, he says that it was for a practical consideration, because we know from the Gemara that whoever was able to do the Ketores, it was a segula for Ashiros. The Ketores was a segula for Ashiros. So everyone always wanted to do the Ketores. That's why the Gemara says that no Kohen ever had the opportunity to do the Ketores, the avoda of the Ketores twice, because everyone should get a chance to for the segula of Ashiros. So says the Kesef Mishnah, if there would have been a Rosh Beis Av who was in charge of giving out the positions, it's going to create a tremendous machlokis because everyone's going to want to be appointed to do the Ketores. So therefore, they are mevatel the idea of the Rosh Beis Av appointing each individual Kohen for the Ketores. And once they were doing a pious for the Ketores, once they had to do the lottery for the Ketores, says the Kesef Mishnah, they decided that they're going to do the lottery for the entire avoda of the day. Meaning it started with the need to do the pious for the Ketores to avoid the machlokes. And once they were doing a pious for the Ketores, they decided, let's do a pious for the entire avoda. But when it comes to the Levim, there's no Ketores involved. It's just shir and keeping the gates, shmira, as we'll see. So there was no need for that. So they just had the Rosh Beis Av appoint each of the individual Levim to do their avodas. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, a bit dochak to explain the chiluk that way. So the Brisker Rav in Parshas Bamidbar says, answers the Kesef Mishnah's question with a fundamental yesod as to how to understand the difference between the nature of the avoda of Kohanim versus the nature of the avoda of the Levim. Says the Brisker Rav, if you notice the Psukim in Parshas Bamidbar and also in Parshas Naso, the Torah seems to indicate that there is a kpeda that each Levi who does his particular avoda should be mimune, should be appointed. The avoda of Levim requires minoy, it requires an appointment. If you take a look in source 6, Parshas Naso, I think this is actually in Parshas Bamidbar, no? I think it's the end of Parshas Bamidbar. V'zos asu lahem v'chayu v'lo yamusu, b'gishtam es kodesh ha-kadoshim, Aaron v'nav yavo v'somu osam, ish al avodaso v'al masa'o. So there needs to be a sima of the Levim. And then in Parshas Bamidbar earlier, it says, v'nasates ha-Levim la'aron levanav nisunim heima lo me'ez b'nei Yisrael. There needs to be a nesina of all of the individual Levim. And the Brisker Rav goes on to quote other psukim. But he says that there's a tremendous chiluk between the Levim and the Kohanim. Whereas when it comes to the Levim, they need a specific appointment. They need to be memuna on their avoda that they're in charge of. Each Levi, whichever Levi, whatever his avoda is, whether he's going to be a singer, whether he's going to be a mishoer, a person who's in charge of the gate, whether he's going to do shmira, he needs to be mimuna, needs to be appointed by the Rosh Beisav, as opposed to when it comes to the avoda of the Kohanim are bichlalusam, in general, in charge of the avoda. Now, we know that the Kohanim are divided up into also 24 mishmaros, and each mishmar is divided up into bate avos, but it's the Mishpachas Kahuna, which is in charge of the Avoda. And the pious, the role of the lottery, is just to determine who is going to be Zoche in doing the Avoda. But it doesn't require a specific minoy. It doesn't require an appointment for that Avoda in particular. So that's the Brisker Rav's observation. That when it comes to Avodas Halavim, they need a minoy. They need an appointment to do that specific avoda that they're in charge of, as opposed to Kohanim do not need a minoy because the Kohanim in general are in charge of the avoda, and the pious is just to facilitate, to determine, practically speaking, who's going to be Zochen, the avoda, but they don't need a particular minoy. So says the Brisker Rav, that's why the Levim didn't have a pious. Because, not like the Kesef Mishnah said that the pious was unnecessary when it came to the Levim, because the pious was only to avoid machlokas. Says the Brisker Rav, no, because the pious wouldn't accomplish what it needed to accomplish. You need a mino, you need an appointment. The Rosh Beis Av was necessary in order to appoint each Levi to do his specific avoda, as opposed to the Kohanim. There was no need for an appointment, therefore a pious was a legitimate way to maybe to avoid machlokas, or Stamazai to divvy out the avodos, but when it comes to the Levim, you need a specific minoy. Yeah. So, says the Brisker Rav, since that's the case, one would imagine that the prohibition for the Levi to do the avodas halevi, the avoda of another Levi, is limited to avodas halavim, meaning the iser that the Gemara learns from Hazar HaKarev Yumas is that when it comes to avodas halavim, you need a minoy for that. And if you're not memuna on that avoda, meaning if you were not appointed to be a singer, so if you're going to come and do sing without having that minoy, that's what you're chayav misa for. Meaning the iser is to do the avodas halavim without a minoy. And if that's the case, it should only apply to avodas halavim. It should not apply to avodas kohanim, meaning if you have a kohen who takes another kohen's job, this prohibition wouldn't apply because the nature of the iser is to do avodas halavim without that minoy, without the minoy. But when it comes to kohanim, where there's no minoy, so obviously the prohibition is not going to be the same. We'll come back to that point in a moment. But Lafidus Brisker Rav, you can answer another question on the Rambam. Because the Rambam writes, in Perek Gimel of Klei HaMikdash Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes that we know that there were age limits in the Midbar, that there were age limits in the Midbar for the Levim to do the Avodah. And the Rambam's of the opinion that those age limits were only in the Midbar. They don't apply La'asid Lavo. They didn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, and they don't apply La'asid Lavo. But, says the Rambam, that if you have a Levi who loses his voice and is no longer able to sing, the Rambam writes, he can become a gatekeeper. He can become a gatekeeper. Meaning, even though at one point in his career he was a singer, he can go ahead and become a gatekeeper. So the Prima Gadim in his Sefer, Rosh Yosef in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Chulin, sorry, and Daf Chav Dalet, asks, how could the Rambam say that a Levi, who was at one point in his career a singer, can go ahead and become a gatekeeper? The Gemara Maseches Erechin says that if you have a Meshorer Shashir, B'shel Chaver, was Chayiv Misa. He was appointed to be a singer. So how can he go ahead and become a gatekeeper later on in his life? He'll be Chayiv Misa. So the Brisker Rav doesn't address this question, but Lefi the Brisker Rav, the answer is obvious. It's clear in the Rambam and Klei HaMikdash that this appointment took a place every single day. The Rosh Beis Av would appoint specific Levim every single day for a particular Avoda. You know, this week this Levi was a singer, could be later on in the year, he'll become a Mishor. The Minoy took place every single day. So since that's the case, it's not shver at all. It's not difficult to assume that if you have a Levi, just because this Levi was a singer earlier in his career, later on in his life he could become a Mishor because the appointment was renewed every single day. The Rosh Beis Av was memane the Levim every single day because, again, the Halach is a function of the Minoy. It's not a function of whether at one point in their history, in their career, they were singers. The problem is that the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Shin Pei Tes, when discussing this halacha, that the Kohanim shouldn't do Avodas Levim, Levim shouldn't do Avodas HaKohanim. So the Sefer HaChinuch says, in Source 8 on the next page, he says that just like the halacha is that a Levi who does the Avodas HaLevi is Chayav Misa, he thinks that the last line in Source 8, min hadome ki ha-kohen shesia b'melechas chaveiro ha-kohen gam kein b'misa. He says that if a kohen assists another kohen in his avoda, in the avoda that the other kohen was zoche in, he thinks that he's chayav misa as well. So asks the Brisker Rav, this doesn't make any sense, l'chora. The way we explain that the aveira and the chayav misa is a function of doing an avoda that you're not memuna on, so that only applies to Avodas Levim, which requires Minoy. But Avodas HaKohanim, which does not require an appointment, it does not require Minoy, how could it be that you have a Kohen who takes another Kohen's job, or is Misayeya him, why should he be Chayav Misa? He's not doing an Avoda without a Minoy that requires a Minoy. That's only relevant when it comes to Avodas Levim. It's not relevant when it comes to Avodas HaKohanim. That is the question that the Brisker Rav asks on the Sefer HaChinuch. So he explains that the Ramban seems to assume that way as well. The Ramban in his Hasagos on the Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Sasei Lamed Vav, when discussing the mitzvah of Mishmaros. So the Rambam thinks that the concept of Mishmaros on a Deoraisa level really only applies to the Kohanim, it doesn't apply to the Levim. And the Ramban has a long discussion over there, and his conclusion is that Mishmaros apply equally to Kohanim and Levim. He thinks that maybe it's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. But Besoch Dvarav, it seems clear from the Ramban that he assumes that the concept of Mishmaros actually functions as a Minoy, meaning the Kohanim and the Levim were broken up into 24 Mishmaros, and each Mishmar had Batei Avos every day of the week. And that halacha of Mishmaros function as a Minoy for the Kohanim. So either through the pious or practically speaking, maybe the Ramban assumes that the Rosh Beis Av actually chose, even by the Kohanim, before the pious, who to do the Avoda. But either way, says the Brisker Rav, Bedas HaRamban, the Ramban is of the opinion, is assuming that the Mishmaros and the Minoy are the same din. And they apply equally to Kohanim and to Levim. So it's unclear exactly where he sees this, the Lashon in the Ramban, but the Brisker Rav assumes that fundamentally the Chinuch and the Ramban would agree that this prohibition of doing the Avoda of a Levi is a function of doing an avoda without having the proper minoy, they think that that halacha applies also to kohanim. That just like avodas levim requires a minoy, so to avodas kohanim requires a minoy, and it's nichlal in the parsha of mishmaros, which apply both equally to the kohanim and to the levim. That is how the Brisker Rav explains the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch and the Ramban, that the Chi of Misa applies not only to a Levi doing Avodas HaLevi, but applies also to a Kohen doing Avodas HaKohen, because the Avoda of a Kohen also requires Minoy through the Parsha of Mishmaros. That is the opinion of the Ramban. But the Rambam argues, and the Rambam thinks that the Parsha of Mishmaros is one Parsha. It's one din that applies to the Kohanim. And then there's a separate din of Minoy that only applies to the Levim. And that seems to be explicit in the difference between the Rambam's formulation of the Mishmaros by the Kohanim and then the Mishmaros by the Levim. The Mishmaros of the Levim are explained in Parag Gimel, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. There the Rambam says, specifically says explicitly that the Rosh Beis Av appointed each Levi individually. There was a specific Minoy. And in Perek Dalet, where the Rambam describes the Mishmaros of the Kohanim, the 24 Mishmaros of the Kohanim, he makes no mention of any Rosh Beis Av appointing any Kohen in particular to do the Avoda, because the Rambam argues with the Ramban, and he assumes that there's no Din Minoy when it comes to Avodas HaKohanim. Just a couple more ha'aros in this sugya. So Tosus there on the page and Maseches Erechin and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis seems to disagree with the Brisker Rav's hanacha that avodas halavim requires a minoy, because Tosus over there, when the Gemara says mishower sheshorer, says, how do you have a, what does it mean a mishower? How is a person? How do we determine who is a mishower, and how do we determine whether a person is a mishower? So it says Tesis, the Dibedivri Hayamim, source 10, Dibedivri Hayamim, Ksiv, Mishpachos Shahayu Mishaarim, or Mishpachos Shahayu Mishaurim. So the simple read of Tosis is that if you take a look in the Pesukim of Dibedivri Hayamim, it seems like certain families were in charge of the gatekeeping, and certain families were in charge of the singing. It doesn't sound like there was an appointment by the Rosh Beis Av for each individual Levi on a given day. It sounds like there were certain families which were in charge of specific avodas. Certain families were known as singers, certain families were known as the gatekeepers. The simple read of Tosfos is not like the Brisker Rav, that avodas levim is not a function of having an appointment, a function of being memuneh. Take a look in the Shiurim of Reb David Soloveitchik over there in Erechin, where he tries to fit Tosfos with the Brisker Rav, but at first glance it seems to be negative that. Okay. So the Gemara says, Mishorer Sheshir is Chayav Misa. If you have a singer who does the gatekeeping. So we know that the Levim were in charge of other Avodos as well. Like we started off, that the Levim were in charge of Shmira Samikdash. We know that the Kohanim would do Shmira in three places in the Mikdash, and the Levim would do Shmira in either 18 or 21, Machlokas Rishonim, other places in the Mikdash. So the Levim were also in charge of Shmira Samikdash. So, does this halacha apply to Shmiras HaMikdash? Meaning, let's say you have a Levi who is in charge, he's a singer, and he jumps the gun and takes his friend's Shmir position. Is he going to be Chayav Misa? Or a person who is a gatekeeper, is he going to be Chayav Misa? So, actually, Rabbeinu Gershom, there on the page, in Erechin Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, Taiches Mishor, if you take a look in Source 14, he says, he teaches Mishoer is not a gatekeeper. Mishoer is actually, well, I guess a gatekeeper, that's a bad translation, but he says Mishoer is the person who was a guard. He was the Shomer HaSha'arim, Kidechsiv V'chosal HaSha'arim. So Rabbeinu Gershom assumes that when the Gemara says Mishoer, it's actually referring to those who were doing Shmira. So obviously Rabbeinu Gershom assumes that if you were not Mimun on the Shmira, and then you go ahead and do Shmira, you're actually going to be Chayav Misa. But other Achronim think that that's not so Pashut, because maybe in order to be Chayav Misa, you have to do something which is an Avoda. And it's not so obvious that Shmira Samikdash is an Avoda. We're not going to get into that so much now, but That's a major discussion whether Shmiras HaMikdash is an avoda, because there are some Rishonim who assume that Kitanim, in the beginning of Maseches Tamid, the Mefarish assumes that Kitanim are able to do Shmiras HaMikdash. If it's an avoda, that's very strange that Kitanim would be able to do Shmiras HaMikdash. And it could be that in order to be Chayav Misa, you need to do an act, you need to do a pu'ula, an act of singing, an act of closing the gates. But if you're just standing in one position guarding the gate, so then maybe it's not so obvious that you're going to be Chayav Misa. I think the Evan Uzzel says that pshat. He thinks that maybe not like Rabbeinu Gershom, that if you have a Levi who is not Mimun on Shmir, and then he goes ahead and he does Shmir, he's not going to be Chayav Misa because he hasn't done any pu'ula, any act of taking an avoda that belongs to another Levi. So that's the idea of Shmira. Now, Rashi Maseches Erechin on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis seems to say that the Levim were also in charge of cleaning the Azara. His Lashon in Source 12 is, Ein Levi kata nichnas l'azara l'shem avoda, kigon l'chabed es ha'azara l'hagev es ha'dolosos. So says Rashi seems to be hinting to the idea that the Levim were also in charge of cleaning the Azara. So let's say you have a Levi who is not Mimuna on cleaning the Azara, and he goes ahead and he cleans the Azara. So is he going to be Chayav Misa for that? That's a big discussion. Is it so obvious that you need Minoy? For even if the Levim are in charge of being Mechabed the Azara, but based on the Brisker Rav, that the Aveira and the Chayav Misa is a function of doing an Avoda that requires Minoy, is it so obvious that if you have a Levi who goes ahead and cleans the Azara without being Mimuneh, is it so obvious that he'll be Chayav Misa? That's a major discussion in the Achronim. Also, because the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim describes that in Erev Pesach, the Kohanim were the ones who were cleaning the Azara. So how could it be if the Levim are in charge of cleaning the Azara, and potentially there's a Chayav Misa for cleaning the Azara if you're not Mimuneh on it, how could the Gemara in Pesachim describe that the Kohanim in Erev Pesach would be in charge of cleaning the Azara? So, food for thought. But those are some ha'aros about the concept of Avodas Aliyim, which is very prominent in this week's Parsha. Okay, shkayach.